Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. It is 5:35 p.m.
Great. I will call the meeting to order. Roll call. Lee Bushy here. David Dorn.
Here.
Robert Ferguson.
Here.
Martha Bonney. Maybe coming late.
Correct.
Angela Qualcheck Adrians.
Here.
Kelly Prescott.
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood is excused. Staff member?
Chris Clark.
Clark is here. You all should have gotten a copy of the agenda. Do I have a motion to either modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The agenda is adopted. Approval of the November 29th, 2016 minutes. You all should have received those. In addition, there are copies on the table. Are there any corrections or revisions to the minutes, or can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
And we have a second. We'll give it to Bob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are adopted. Public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Alloway Bike Ped Committee, which is putting out the report that's going to be adopted soon. I was very interested in what was at one time called the Complete Streets Program, which was abandoned by the state, by Governor Walker. He deleted that from state ordinances. But it's an excellent idea on how to connect neighborhoods in the village using trails and sidewalks. This committee had identified a trail at Sunlight Park in one of their earlier proposals that I noticed. And from there, I then started looking for other ways to connect disconnected neighborhoods, primarily neighborhoods with cul-de-sacs and long blocks. So that's what Complete Streets was all about. The easiest way to connect six cul-de-sacs at a nominal cost would be to complete the old convert Dauphin Drive, which is at the end of Floral Street on the East River. There are six cul-de-sacs there that were never completed. There was supposed to be a drive on there, but because of wetlands, a street was never put in. But the right-of-ways are still there. The right-of-ways are now scheduled to be given away to neighbors. And before it's given away to neighbors, I would like to see a trail connection from the Arboretum Trail to the East River Trail using that roadway considered. So here's a map of the six cul-de-sacs. It's East St. Joseph, Floral, Carl, Memory, Brookridge, and Dauphin. And then there's vacant land adjacent to it. The village owns the right-of-way already, and we're now getting ready to give it away at no cost except for closing cost. And if this committee doesn't want to do anything with it, I'm going to make offers to the village for $100 plus closing cost to buy that land and then figure out a way to get a trail put in there. So each lot is now going to be given away for closing costs, and it's open to the public to bid on them now. A neighbor on Floral introduced that. It was approved by the village board at one of the recent meetings. And I'd hate to see that street right-of-way vacated and then lost forever. Once you lose that street right-of-way, then you're in wetlands, and it's very difficult to get the DNR to approve a trail in the wetlands. You have to do boardwalks, all sorts of things. So there's some room in there to do a trail. It's not perfectly easy, but it's a whole lot easier than building a bridge across the East River. And it does connect six streets, which was part of the Complete Streets program. That's it.
Thank you, Jim.
Very informational. Anything we need to do or respond on this, Chris? Or is this just an information
just
only?
Just information.
Okay, great. Thank
is
you,
there
Jen.
Anything we can do to help move this forward?
It could be an item that we could discuss with the Public Works Committee as well. You know, to see it, what they have looked at and the direction that they've gone.
I just think it would be a shame to lose this. And right along the East River, having public access, this is an area that we've treated for Phragmites all through there, so there's a lot of potential to have a nice area, a nice view of the river right through there.
Correct. So, yeah, we can definitely look into it, and I can give this committee an update,
okay.
You know, at our next meeting as to, you know, what Village Board has done, staff has done, and maybe some of the other committees. So,
okay.
Okay.
Add it to the agenda.
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Moving on, informational updates. Chris.
Yes. I have several items here. Just wanted to give the committee an update on some of the things that have taken place and where we're going into the future here in the village. Item A, Fox River Trail winter maintenance update. As you may or may not have noticed, the Fox River Trail is being plowed of snow this year for recreational purposes. Originally, the Village of Alloway had signed an agreement with Brown County that we would maintain the section of trail that is within the Village of Alloway. Since that point in time, which began in the beginning of this winter, since that point in time, the county has created a new agreement with not only the Village of Alloway, but the cities of Green Bay and De Pere to maintain and remove snow from the trail from City of Green Bay on Porlier to Heritage Road in De Pere, so the whole length. And Brown County Parks is now managing that. So, and they have contracted with a private contractor to do the snow removal maintenance. So we, as the village, are no longer doing the maintenance in our section. And it's under a new agreement now that the county has combined as partners with the other communities. So it is still getting maintained, and matter of fact, more of it is now getting maintained. So,
unless I misunderstood when I read, I thought at one point it was being considered that Village of Alloway would maintain the sections for Green Bay and De Pere. Was that the discussion at one point?
It was not a discussion. It was something that came up.
Oh, that maybe Brown County was proposing? Maybe I just thought
that. Yeah, no, that was, at no point was that ever really considered.
Gotcha.
Yes. So.
The trail's blacktop further than Heritage Road.
That I don't know. But
It goes quite a ways.
Okay,
yeah.
That has always
not
been
all,
the
not
location.
Not all the way to Greenleaf anymore,
right.
But there's a much longer extension of the trail that's blacktop past Heritage Road.
I think that they proposed Heritage Road because that's the extent of a lot of the residential. Once you get beyond that, it's not quite as much. So
okay. That
was the extent.
And I don't know where the city of De Pere's border
right.
is along there.
Is that Rockland over there
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
You know, that
so
gets
I
pretty close to
I was wondering
too,
if
so. Right.
that's part of the issue.
Right. So, the trail is... You know, being maintained throughout the winter, and we received a lot of positive feedback and comments on that when we first initiated that. You know, if you looked at our Facebook page and saw all the likes and the comments and everything there, it was a great addition. I think the community really, you know, not only Alloway, but the greater Green Bay area really saw that as positive, so...
How's it do when it's plowed? Does it get icy patches still?
Occasionally,
or?
You know, we had
okay.
that terrible
yeah,
weather where
right.
it was the sloppy, wet snow, which froze right away. So that was a little bit of a headache to get off. But being blacktop, if you can get it down to, you know, the skim, you know,
mm-hmm.
with to get the sun out, it melts it. Mm-hmm. And it still is a recreational trail, which means it's not maintained to the same consistency, say, as a pedestrian sidewalk.
They know the salt.
So, they do. They do. You know, a sand salt mix.
Yeah.
But just icy spots. You know, kind of some spot treatments and that. So, but
you know, it was, which is not last Friday, the Friday before, they did that Freeze Fest downtown, and part of that they had a run, and the original plan was to start it right from downtown, like on the boardwalk there, and have the run be on the trail at night, but instead they ran it down Washington Street for a ways until they could get it onto the trail where it wasn't as icy. Mm-hmm. So there still are some issues, mm-hmm. but that got it a lot of publicity too.
It
the
did.
Fact that it's
it
plowed.
Did. Yes. Yeah. And I believe for that event they had over 200 individuals that participated. So, and that was the first year of it. Mm-hmm. So,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Signage update.
Signage update. The village board at the last meeting approved locations and funding for the purchasing of the signage that the committee here had been working on with us as well. That we will be in 2017. Purchasing and installing 5 village entryway signs, 32 wayfinding signs, and 2 park entrance signs. Our plan for the park entrance signs, if you recall, was one annually and one a year. But since we didn't do one in 2016 because we didn't have the designs done and approval and everything, we carried that one over to this year. So we'll be doing 2 this year. One at Kayakers Point and the other one at Broadview Soccer Complex this year. Next year we're anticipating putting a new sign in at the Green Isle Park entrance. And I will explain that one a little more as we get to the projects. So, real quick, where is my... I just wanted to point out the... signs, you know, if you recall, Model 10, that's the one that the committee picked and liked, and the village board approved that one. With regards to entryway designs, they actually went a different direction with that, went with Model 3 with the stone-looking pillars on each side. Still kind of in the same family mm-hmm. as the other model, but so that's that. And then the wayfinding signs, they went with... a look with a blue background, and this copy doesn't look the best, but it's a blue background with a lighter interior with lettering that they chose for that. So we'll be installing those this year, and communities or the village board's really excited about that. And we're looking forward to having that project moving forward. So.
Grants,
yes. The department received 2 grants for 2017 this year. First grant was a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry grant. We received for about $5,219 is what it came out to. It's going to be a give or take, you know, because it's a reimbursement grant. So, but that is for us to hire a urban forestry intern. We'll be utilizing that position to update our tree inventory throughout the community, our public trees, street trees, park trees, as well as writing an urban forestry management plan for us, for the community. And then if time allows, you know, doing some other management type stuff. But they'll be working directly with me in that. So, that's... a nice way to do some of that work, you know, that it really very little cost to the village. So, mm-hmm. So
how do you pick that intern?
Right now, I have the position out there. I've sent it out to the tech colleges and UW Stevens Point. I'm leaning and trying to go towards somebody that has. That education, it's going to school for that type of work. So.
Are there any way to know if we have any LA residents who would be candidates for that?
Well, you know, if they apply, you know, we would know. And a lot of times with summer jobs and internships like this, you end up getting somebody that's local because they have to live somewhere, you know. And it's, the positions don't pay enough to have them, you know, rent an apartment or something like that, plus if they're not from the area. So a lot of times you end up with somebody that's at least from the northeast Wisconsin area.
Does UWGB doesn't have a forestry program?
They do not, no. But I think they have a horticulture program. But with the tech colleges, the nice thing about that is you can put it on one website, and it hits all the different tech colleges. So you know, that works that way.
Nicely. Sounds like a great internship.
Yeah.
Have you gotten some?
Nothing yet. No, nothing yet. So I think it was last week, maybe the week before, I just got it put out there. So.
How long is it open, though?
Our first cut is second week of February. But it's open until but it's open until we fill it, type of thing. So, do you have anybody in mind? Or?
No, don't. We did similar work, but we hired somebody. I think from UWGB.
Okay.
They were just using a Trimble unit, so it wasn't really high tech.
Sure.
And stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
But it's a great internship, I'm sure.
That was the first grant. Second grant, we received finally this year, Recreational Trails and ADLP grant for completing the Resch Family East River Trail project. And that's $185,000. So, you know, that'll be completing the trail where we left off at the bridge in Green Isle, finishing it around the remainder of the park, including entryway, walkway, and some other trails within the park too. So,
the pathways. Who's the grant writer? Are you?
Yeah.
Good job.
it took me 2 years to get it, but yeah, last year we received a smaller portion, and I declined it because it wasn't enough. So, you know, rather than only doing a small portion of the project, we just declined it and we resubmitted. So, now comes the hard work. The writing the grant isn't that hard. It's the doing all the work and the follow-up. So,
also require matching funds?
That is correct. Yes, we, you know, that's one of those reimbursable. So we'll be paying everything up front and then submitting and getting reimbursed for that. So those are our, a couple items that we'll be doing this year. 2017 park projects. The first big one, obviously, is the Resch Family East River Trail Phase 2. We'll be doing that project and hope to have that. We're more than likely not going to start that project until after the Bell and Run Alloway Fest, which is, you know, beginning of June. So, you know, we'll make sure that our scheduling is going to be, you know, mid-summer at the earliest, and we start getting going on that. And then along with that project, the village board decided that they wanted to reconstruct the entryway at Green Isle Park. So we'll be doing a total reconstruction of the entryway roadway. And more than likely, we'll have to do a little bit of utility work there as well. But that's a project in conjunction with our street department. We're looking at doing the intersection there, as well as the entryway going into... more to where the trail starts that goes off to the north, that far. So it's not going to be going in real deep, but that portion. So so that's another big project. So that'll be we'll have to coordinate those two projects, you know, so that they work well together, but. So
that goes right past the canoe launch area, right?
Correct.
Is that going to be considered in that? Or?
Not at this point in time. I'm hoping that the work that we did with the Phragmites, right now it looks great.
Yeah.
And after next year's work, we'll have to see how that goes. And we have some future ideas as to what may be able to happen with regards to that siltation and things like that.
Yeah, when I looked at it after it was treated, and yeah, we still have another season of treatment, but mm-hmm. it looks like there's a lot of potential for a wetland restoration. There's lots of fundings for that.
Exactly.
That would make it look so much better. I mean, after you got the quake mites out there, you know, there's all the trash in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just, there's a lot of potential to make it a nice entryway into it.
Exactly. Know. Exactly. So, that is definitely going to be a future step project that we'll be looking at as...
Still having problems down at Green Isle with people hanging out and stuff?
Not really, I really haven't. I
people down there that shouldn't be down there.
No, not really.
No.
I had a few individuals that, had commented on this or that, but nothing major, but vandalism wise, nothing.
Yeah.
Which is good and. Knock on wood with regards to that. That always seems, and being in the business as long as I've been, that always seems to be one of those items that it comes and goes. You get a time period of a lot of vandalism and then it's gone for 5 years. And, depends on the type of, as kids grow up, move on, and then you don't have anything for a while and that type of thing. So, but no, back to answer your question, no issues. So, other projects. Miracle League is looking to resurface their field, and that's going to be totally funded by the Miracle League itself. That field's 10 plus years old and needs to be resurfaced. So, but they're doing a capital campaign. The Miracle League of Green Bay is, and they're raising all the funds for that. So. As well as some additional funds that they want to put back into the park, so which is nice and other things. But so that's one another project.
Was that on our list of?
Was not.
Okay.
Was not because that was an item that's more specific to that organization anyway. So that really wasn't on our list, and we knew that when that time came, they were going to take care of any funding.
Any of the additional items that they're thinking about doing that would cover?
Finishing off the playground. We're looking at potentially doing that, depending on how much money that they raise. But there's a portion of the playground there at Optimus Park that still has some old equipment that's outdated. So it's not a lot, but replacing that equipment. And then the entire playground would have rubber surfacing, so the portion that currently would be wood chips, and we would put rubber surfacing, in that as well. So then the whole thing would have rubber surfacing. Looking at then putting, like we did at Kiwanis Park, putting concrete walkway around the perimeter.
And they would be doing that as well?
Along with us. That would be a project that we
would do. Have they ever expressed any interest, or have we ever talked with them about the splash pad that was included in the, because there's ADA compliant splash pad you put in that could fit in very well with what?
Yes, we have talked to them about that, and they're very aware of it. That wasn't a high priority for them, but they are aware of it, and they have interest in that.
Okay.
So that is definitely something that we'll be looking at in the future, with regards to making sure that they're involved, because. In working with them, the amount of time that I have, they are a very good organization that has a great following and is doesn't seem to have a very big problem raising funds. So, if you know what I mean, Paul gets checks left and right sent to him in the mail as donations. Exactly. But they are very gracious and put a lot back into the community and that park in particular as well. So,
do you know for splash pads, there are some that exist here, right, in Green Bay?
In Green Bay area, yes.
Yeah. Do you have to have a lifeguard?
Do not.
Okay.
So that's one of the positives about that. Is you can take
much lower maintenance.
They are much lower maintenance. They're still, obviously maintenance with those, you know, water quality, those type of things. But, you know, it takes away that, it provides that aquatic recreation without having that, to have that pool and everything behind what you have to do with a pool.
So. I know in Colorado we had to have a lifeguard even at the splash.
Really? At the fountains
and
fountain
stuff
like that?
Mm-hmm. Even though there was no standing water.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
Mostly they ran off homeless people, I think.
And then the last item, which we, it's a project that we had started in 2016, and we installed that boardwalk at Optimus Park and part of the trail. We'll complete that in this spring, then the remainder of the trail and on the south side of the park there. So we'll be doing that. So those are some of the major projects that that we'll be doing, you know, this year. Any questions with any of those? Okay. Bicycle and pedestrian
yeah.
Plan draft. I did, hopefully everybody received the email. There was a open house on January 19th that they presented the draft of the bicycle and pedestrian plan. And, you know, so if anyone was able to attend, I wanted to at least get that invite out to everyone. Also, that plan is available on the on our website. If you go to just on our main page, there's a link to it. So there's a copy of that. If anyone, you know, if you want to take a look through that, if you have any questions, comments, you're more than happy to get a hold of Trevor Fuller. And all that information is also on that website. You know, if you have any comments with regards to anything within that plan. I believe he said he's taking comments through the 27th. Yeah, through the 27th on that. So, I know we had talked about this several times over the last year and a half or so. You know, as he was working on it, and he finally, you know, got the draft done. Really, only about not even a month ago, he finally got it done. And moving along with that. So.
Any questions on that? Great.
Great.
Thanks for the updates.
Oh, no.
Moving to number six, we have a fee reduction request from a group called TOPS 450.
Yeah.
Using the community center for meetings. Do you want to give us some background
sure.
on that, Chris?
I sent this out as a PDF along with the meeting info. Hopefully everyone had a chance to view that. This particular group, they have used our facilities in the past, and if you recall, with our 2017, our fee structures changed. The fee for this group went from $5 to $7 per meeting, and they are requesting a fee reduction from the $7 back down to $5.
Is that this group or was that the canine?
No, that's this group. It is the fee reduction of more or less knocking off the $2 per meeting. So, and I also provided a little bit of background information in that, you know, of what this group is. It's kind of a very similar to a Weight Watchers type of a group. So, that's pretty much it. Any questions with that? Typically, their meetings are an hour that they hold them, and I think it's once a week.
And the duration of the request is it? I know they had
it
multiple
was,
meetings.
Right. It was for. Eleven meetings. So, but they have used our facilities in the past, and we anticipate they would continue to, you know, use the facility there. So,
I guess I kind of lean towards declining the request. I mean, this is the whole intentions of increasing our fees to nonprofits. I don't think we should pick and choose any one nonprofit or another. If we're going to reduce it to five, then that's what we should just do across the board. That shouldn't be.
Is there a chance of them leaving?
I don't believe so, but that is a good question. You know, I know that in looking at their website, they do have, I believe, two or three other groups within the greater Green Bay area where they hold meetings as well. But, yeah, I couldn't say yes or no on them leaving. But
so it's 11 meetings. They're asking for a $2 a meeting reduction.
$22.
Yeah. So they're looking for $22.
Correct.
Which on one side isn't much for us to give up. On the other hand, it's not much for them to have to pay. So it's,
well, and for us, if we're going to get rid of that for everyone, and that's $22 that gets multiplied once we talk about a bunch of different groups. So.
Yeah, just $22 for them, but could potentially be more for us if we have to continue being fair across the board with anybody who requests reduction.
Other questions or discussions? Or do I have a motion regarding their request?
I'll move to decline their request for reduction.
Have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor of declining, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Request denied. Second is a fee waiver request from NEW Canine Scent Work. If I remember this one, this is a for-profit organization, correct?
Excuse me. Yeah, that is correct. This is a for-profit organization that does work with canines. They have used our facilities in the past. I believe they... Last year they used this facility for a couple of events and some meetings. They have already completed their meetings and have paid the fee just because we didn't have a meeting. This was the first meeting that we were able to hold, you know, since they had put in their request. So.
And their standard fee would be under our rate structure?
Because they are for-profit, their fee is $45 per use.
Okay. And how many uses? Again, I'm sorry.
They had one, two, three.
What was the reduction?
They wanted their fee completely waived.
So if they already had the meetings, do we still need to take action on this? Do they have further upcoming meetings? Is that what we're taking action on, or is it just...
Well, they put the request in, so, yeah, if the committee approved their fee waiver, then we'd give them a refund.
Again, I'm sorry I don't remember this, but was our policy of being able to request fee waiver reductions specific to not-for-profits, or was it for anybody?
I believe the request was for anybody, but it was geared more towards, you know, a non-profit or, you know, that type of an
organization.
Yes.
Other questions or thoughts or discussions?
I guess we're going to be fine. The last one. This is going to
go
that road.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy one.
Well, I have just a feeling if it's a for-profit business, that should be part of their
performance. Well, and the fees, but, I mean, they're not charitable by any means. They're making a profit.
Right,
increase the profit.
Yeah. And that's a start of business, right?
Good deal they can get.
I believe so.
So they're not going to probably be here. I mean, I imagine at some point they'd get their own place, lease their own place, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be gone next year.
Yeah, when it comes to a for-profit asking for a reduction, I feel like the only way that might be considered is if they were donating something or it was part of some, you know, bigger race or whatever. even then a total.
And only 20% off from the village, the estimate?
Yeah, that's 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yep. Fucking have a no-brainer motion. Would you like to make a motion?
Yeah. Yeah. Not to refund them.
Okay.
A motion to deny and not refund. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Again, the request is denied. Okay. Moving on to number 8, future agenda items. Other than the trail connector that we discussed earlier, are there any other future agenda items committee members want to have placed on the agenda?
This is not an agenda item, but just a question. Our trail, East River Trail, did we talk about this at one time, about why it's not plowed or why the village is not plowing it? Is that a public works deal? Is that
no,
us?
No, it actually is a directive from the village board.
Okay.
They felt when we, especially when we discussed the whole plowing of the Fox River Trail, they wanted to provide another location for winter activities of cross-country skiing and whatnot. And they felt that, okay, we'll plow the Fox River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We won't plow the East River Trail and allow that to be available for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and whatnot. So,
do they have a number of people that from the village that cross-country ski or use that for snowshoeing?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I heard from two people. I heard from two employees, one with on the board, that they're not plowing it because of the cross-country skiers. I said, well, how many are cross-country skiing compared to how many walk the trail? We have no idea. So, well, it doesn't make sense. You know, we're not plowing it because we might have one, we might have five people cross-country skiing. I do see the tracks,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as the people walk over the tracks, they're not tracks anymore. It's a great sport, you know.
Sure.
But
sure.
If we're not plowing just because we have a handful of people cross-country skiing, and there's a lot of people I see walking,
mm-hmm.
it's not safe to walk, especially with this. I'd be really careful. But I just don't understand what the process is there. I mean, if we're not plowing because of that, you know, that's upsetting to me. It's also upsetting that, you know, we went ahead and did this frisbee golf thing with a few handful of people that do that, and we're giving up green space for that. I just don't like the direction that we're going on some of these things.
Okay.
I talked to a board member today, in fact, he brought it up about the trail. I said,
mm-hmm.
why isn't plowing? So because of cross-country skiers. So I'm just wondering if they have a number, they have a count of how many people.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
So they just go ahead and we're not going to do it because of that. So if I get a handful of people that say, hey, we want to walk the trail, we want to plow it, are they going to start plowing it then?
That would be a great thing
who
to...
Who would that?
Go to the board, with that.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
And a great question.
Because it's great to walk. I mean,
right.
Cross country, whatever.
Yeah.
But
I know, and this came up when we were discussing the plowing of the Fox River Trail, of when you get people that are walking on it, whether it's open, closed, plowed or not plowed. You know, especially when it's not plowed, isn't that more hazardous to somebody? By not plowing it and having people walking on it, because you get the ruts and the ankle twisters and the ice and all that type of stuff. And that, I know that came up when we were discussing a lot of that plowing of the Fox River Trail and that.
And that's a similar type of thing. I can see the village is getting paid for that. So I can see them doing that, we've been paid for that. But here it's a cost to do that. And,
it might be worthwhile to talk to a cross-country ski group or something, because if walkers do walk on it and it messes up the tracks, then from what I understand, I'm not a cross-country skier, is that that then ruins their tracks anyway. So maybe there could
or
be
makes
some,
it very difficult.
Yeah, so maybe there could be something where if they're getting out there right away with new snowfall, well, so maybe you just delay plowing it by a couple days, and then anybody who
well, it depends on if it hardens.
Yeah.
And then they take it underneath it with the plows.
Right, and then and with regards to the cross-country ski trail, you need a base. And if you plow it, you lose your base type of thing, you know, from that perspective.
Yeah. Are there any sentiments in the survey for our kind of comprehensive plan for the parks that had any feedback about East River Trail in the winter?
Boy, I can't recall. I'd have to
go
back
and look.
That
would be a place to look to see if anybody shared sentiments.
Anybody remember? Remember when we did our comp plan? I can't remember about this. About that.
You know, even someone running a snowmobile. Even someone running a snowmobile along the trail would pack it down enough for people to walk. I know you got your course.
No, we saw that before the river was frozen. Somebody was going up and down.
They were. That's true. There is someone. There is someone
that
does that.
Yeah. And that, but to answer your question, though, it was a directive that our department got from the village board and to. Relook at that, I think it would be best, you know, if somebody went to the village board with that request, you know, public appearance or whatnot would be the way to go.
Sure.
There is ice skating, right? And at Green Isle, well,
yeah.
It was last week naturally,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And we rent skates?
We do not.
No. Okay. So that's another question, is if it's not something that's of interest naturally, would there be some ability to sort of market that area as a, you know, big snow day wonderland to come out and you can, you know, potentially getting sort of like on the same wavelengths as the canoe kayak idea, having somebody come and be able to rent equipment when it's useful and really starting to connect the village, the community with the opportunities that exist there if there was cross-country skiing. And I'm not necessarily saying if we had the opportunity and the funds to plow it, I think that that probably better serve people, but maybe that there's
well,
an economic
problem
there.
People meeting each other, too.
But then there's...
What a great place to do it. Just,
and
you know,
with a warming building and all of that, but there could be potential to do cross-country skiing in other areas of Green Isle Park, possibly through the woods and that sort of thing, if it was sort of thought about and considered... You know, in wintertime, trying to get that hygge idea, you know, like get the Norwegian cozy idea going in Alloway.
Sure.
That's the goal. But along the same wavelength of it maybe not being as useful in winter, and maybe there's a marketing or a little bit of an intervention that needs to happen to really connect people with some of those snow sports.
Mm-hmm. Is there a winter fest this year? I don't remember seeing it.
Not that we are putting on.
I mean, usually they had that one Saturday where they had the sweat hill. And
yeah, I don't know when the last time was. That
okay,
it
might have been
that. Yeah.
Where's
that
the sweat hill?
Webster Park.
Okay.
They still have that?
Mm-hmm. When there's snow on it,
yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't much.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. My kids when they're small.
Right.
That's fun. Do they still have the warming shack by the Y? Right behind the Y?
We do not have an ice skating rink there. We transitioned out of that and put all of our efforts into the Green Isle.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you get weather like this, you put a lot of time and effort, especially at that location at Langley Park, at where the YMCA, we had to build it on top of grass, so you're putting a lot of water down to try to build it up, and then all of a sudden you get this. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, we've transitioned away and put our efforts into one location at Green Isle Park. And matter of fact, we put a light up there now. And so it's open.
Have you seen anybody using it?
We did before we had the warm weather, and that we had a lot of usage down there. And it was turned out real nice. Hopefully we get some cold weather again before. Unfortunately, with outdoor rinks, they only typically last until mid-February. Then the sun's at such an angle it starts to eat away at the ice and that even if it's cold out the sun, you know, you get that radiant heat. So but
okay.
Anything else?
Any other future agenda items? If not, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make that motion.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anyone opposed to adjourning? We are adjourned.
Well, thank you very much.
At roughly 6:18.
If you're interested, I wouldn't mind going to